Before we were on Reish Mem Tes, I'd like just to learn this Bir Halachim that starts on the Dibur Maschil is Mutter, and that's on Daf Yudalev Amud Aleph. He brings down towards the, before the lines start getting wide, he brings down its Kosav Hadarke Moshe B'Shem Ha'il Zahua, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines before it gets wide in the Bir Halachim, which is Negea.
So what is the Dibur Maschil?
The Dibur Maschil is on Amud Aleph, Mutar. That's an old Mutar, but we turn the page. We turn the page, and here it's 7 lines before the lines start getting wide. Kosav Adarke Moshe B'Shem Ha'il Zahua. The Ha'il Zahua said, Mitzvah Lechel Sude Shabbos L'Teyoven. That Sude Shabbos should be eaten L'Teyoven. Uma'achel De'ikel Hasude Hu Lechem. Since the Ikel Sude Shabbos is Lechem, Lachain also lechel grimzel b'shabes kaidem asude. So one is not permitted. Grimzel is a type of mezainis. So one should not eat mezainis before the sudem. Mishum deshum lo yuchal lechel iker sude shabes l'teyoven. That means if he's going to start eating cake, if he made kiddush, he's going to eat cake. So he will not be able to eat the Ikar Sude Shabbos L'Teyoven. And the Ikar Sude Shabbos is lechem. Badarke Moshe Cholak Olov. And the Darke Moshe is Cholak Andayel Zeruah. And he says, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and you don't have to be Chayish. You don't have to be Chayish for the Teyoven. But now let's skip over. Let's skip over that the last line. Before it gets white, that will be pascha like Rabbi Yehuda, that Meikar Adin, you're allowed to eat Erev Shabbos. All we have, I see we didn't have it as yet, but there it says it's a mitzvah, but Meikar Adin, you're allowed to eat. Hurak mishum de'ein lahachmir olav mi'ba'oy yoim, mishum chashas d'l'teyoven. He says that we paskin, Meikar Adin, you're allowed to eat before Shabbos. That is Dafke because it's not Shabbos yet. Avol Mishigia Zman Sude Shabbos. But when it's already Zman Sude Shabbos, Gam Rab Yeshi Moide de Mitzvah L'Teyoven. Yes, so let's skip the brackets and Kain, Kivin, Sheikar Hasude Hu Lechon. So he's going back. This is a Mogen Avraham. That's Chaylik on the Darkei Moshe. We hear the Zeruah said you should not eat Mizaynis. Darkei Moshe said, we paskin, you're allowed to eat Mika din Erev Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham time is, please, Erev Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, but that so it's not Shabbos yet. But if it became Shabbos already, so the Mogen Avraham says, "Minkain." This is the second line where it gets wide. Kivin sheikar hasudu lechem, ein lecho grimzu, aishar mine mezaynes kaidab nekoidem, chmoish kedekunei sheetov lecho. That's what he says. And then again, there's brackets over here. Now, after the brackets, he says like this. Uvim koin meis de neuflim la yedayim koidim kiddush ala kois. There are other places that they used to wash before. I think in Tels they do this also now. That you wash, that there shouldn't be a hefsek between the kiddush and the maisi, so you wash before Kiddush, then you make Kiddush, then you make a maisi. So he says, Uvim kaimis anoitum liyadayim kaidim Kiddush ala kais. You wash your hands, pshita da osalehu kaidim ha maisi. So you washed, meron kiddush yadayim. The Kiddush isn't a hefsik because you need the Kiddush in order to be matter da chile. But now, after the Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before the Maitzi. Kadesh lay hefsek rabbe netila la Maitzi. Yeah, that's one kashav. Va'ayin shamoitzik shidu gayrim broche shaynetzriche. That means if you would wash, so then everything would be part of the Suda. Now you're making the mezainis, so if going my broche shein etzricha, v'gam do'os al ha'gdim b'chaz b'erim in ezen iskredim b'chaz ha'maitzi. V'hine, so now the b'aloch in Tuzay Sazay, b'mkain my seinu, sheminik shein noikum yedayim kaidem kiddish, nogu ho'oilom lahokul b'shachis kiddas adake moishe. The minik ho'oilom is they are meikul, so there is such a minute that others are makel and they eat mezaynes before they wash. Rain b'shulchan oruch shel hagraz sheyishev a minute is miyashev this minute because of she. That means he doesn't say that one should do like this, but those who are makel, like the Darkei Moshe, not like the Zohar, the Zohar said you're not allowed to eat mezainis. You should eat the Pasla Teoman. So he says, you don't have to be Moshe, those are makel, it's Nishkefele. Only Kolbokin is Anse Meister Shemachmirim Laatsman, the Mokim, the Efsha Kedas Hamogin Avram. But there are Anse Meister who are Mahma whenever they can. Kedas Hamogin Avram, the Taker Acher Hakidish, Noikon Liadayim, Amavolchim Alapas, Boikon Hakil Mesei Hasude. That's number one. So it's zicher ahido. It's zicher ahido to wash into and to wash right after the kiddush. And here we bring down v'hadro lehoyim mekadish after kiddush yomel b'makim sud the gemure. The Goyim did not make Kiddush only by Pasch, and also the Biraloch of the Kamon. The Shalos of Shuvah Salmas Chayim Kosav Sharoitza Lahachmir Kedas Hadro. The Goyim held that the Ika Kiddush from Mokim Sudu is Pas. So if a person wants to be Machmir like the Goyim, the Radai Mohen Shiyachter Biyakadish Pam Neseses Kaidem Asude. That means, let's say there was a Kiddush in Shul, and he had to eat by the Kiddush. It's not Solach Atul of it, but he had to eat by the Kiddush. So there's an Inyan afterwards to wash again before the Suda, because during the Shitas Hagoyim that holds, it's not considered Kiddush Mokim Suda only if you pass. Ulam Agrashas, Eirbach, Koso, Shminigal, Mishbol, Lachso, Makadish, Shminigis, and not Machma. Abo Kaponim, so that is this. So Al Kaponim we have like this. We have the Mogan Abram holds that definitely l'chatchila one should not eat mezainus after kiddush, one should wash. There's a darkei moshe that is mekel, and it seems the minik ha'olam is like the darkei moshe b'yoyim that were also mekel. But he says, he feels like the halacha says, ba'al kol ponim, וכולם נוחים להדר שלא למה לקריסוי מישורי אכילס קדם סודס הפס. אפילו ידעו הם מזנס ישנות, ויגעו תו הקדיש, שם נדולי הקדיש and finish, you shouldn't come back to your סודה with a full stomach. Begoyim says pshat is a posik and mishlei betan v'reshoyim pechsar. So the goyim says pshat, v'reshoyim would love to eat and eat, but they're missing their stomach. The first stomach is full already, so they don't have, so they're missing their stomach. So kaponim, either we only have one stomach, you have to, and so once you make sure not to fill it up before the sugar, because the ikim mitzvah in Israel, the Suda after Achilles Pass. Now let's go back to where we were in the middle of Sif Beis and Eish Memtes. So here we're talking about a lavish Suda. So here Meikar Adin is also Likboya Berbs Shabbos Samzitz, a lavish Suda, unless this is Suda Shezman or Berb Shabbos. So we have different cases. He made Eres and Erb Shabbos, made Nisun Erb Shabbos, or Abris, Apidyan Aben. So then one is permitted to eat by a lavish Suda. Then is mut. Now, so the Mahabha says further. Now, let's not speak about a lavish suda. The lecho, the lishtois, the likriya suda, but samazaiti, erim Shabbos, without a kriya suda, without washing, that means, lishis means to drink wine. Afilu, the Mishnah Berurah says, va'afilu suda sherogil bo b'chayu. Afilu asude shorogel bo b'chayil, that means afilu to wash, that he's rogel. We're not talking about a lavish suda. This is a suda that he eats every day. He has breakfast, lunch, and supper. So every day when he eats lunch, that doesn't prevent him from eating supper. It's a normal suda. Is like this. Kol hayoin muta lahasril min adin. Meikar adin, one is allowed to wash the whole day and have a normal suda. Avol mitzveh lehimona milikboye suda shenol bo b'chil. But there is a mitzveh not to be keveya suda, even though this is not a lavish suda, miteisha shois ulamailo. That means 3 hours before Shabbos, one should not wash. This is not an issa, that is a mitzvah. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, the lishtois. One is permitted to drink wine erev Shabbos. He says, "Ve'im bechlau zeh im hu shoyse kol kach harbe mine mashke atshiye yisodei." It doesn't mean you should sit down. The one can get satisfied from drinking alone. Yayin is soyed. It makes a person, he's zat. It doesn't mean that. Kihu bevadai, if he's going to drink so much, bevadai mekalkol taimus hamaychol vachushiyo yidalzev. I mean, personal sleep, he drinks a lot of Shabbos, he won't even appetite. Ulefomim yuchol, he bought it de shikrusem yisud de Shabbos lagamri. If he drinks a lot, it can become shikrim. Volkain mitzvoli himonem mizet to indulge in drinking wine al kaponim yitesha shoy solomailom. That's afilu hainu kamay va'afilu. The Rosalima, the Loimi boy, the least via Suda Clown, without a Suda, the Sabadai Mutter called Hayem. Samazai to eat or drink Erev Shabbos, Mikadim is Mutter. Vafilu mitzvah limonegam can leka. There's no mitzvah. A person can eat Friday. Vafilu bikviya suda, natulu, he washes, kivin shayna isa suda rachove, He's not making a lavish Sudah. Hameikar Adin is Mutter to make a Sudah, Erev Shabbos. Avo mitzvah lehimona. It's a mitzvah not to eat. Now, we'll go further. That's from Teisha Shois and further, he should not wash. So here he brings down, which is Negeya Yom Tov, that's Erev Shabbos. Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But Ulam, here he brings down Mishle Ochos Sudesh Lishis Koidem Zman Minchet Tane Berev Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos. There it's brought down that one should eat the Sudesh Yom Tov L'Teyovim. So Mamelon, if he didn't eat Shalosh Sudes as yet, Kosov L'Kamon, so there's a Mishnah Berurah later, Bebir Kabonis HaRemo, Sheyochel L'Ochlo Gam La'achem Mikan. If you did not eat Shalosh Sudes, and it's after Teisha Shois, so there's a mitzvah of Shalosh Sudes, you should eat it. Ach L'Chatchile, Mitzvah lehizoyer shloy lechel ella ma'at pas bovad. He should only eat a little pas to be yitzeh shalosh shudas teishecho shudas alayla v'teyomim. And the kosmi halacha shekayin zvamin chetan ha'ina kaidam teishecho shoyis. That means that we even half an hour before min chiktane, that's one should not eat. So we have a clarity in halacha. If erev yonte falls out on a Shabbos, so lechatchila one should eat the sudah shlishis before teisha shoyis. And I think one should lechatchila end the Suda before Teisha Shois. But here it said that we started before. But lechatchila, I think it's from Hilchos Pesach, it seems like that you should be finished before Teisha Shois. If he didn't eat Shalosh Sudas, he can eat afterwards also, but he should minimize the Shilas Pas and the Suda in order to make sure there will be able to eat Sudas Yom Tov with Teolim. Miteisha Shois Olamayla, Haino Shois Zmanios. That means we're not speaking about And 3 hours of 60 minutes. No, that means you divide up with whatever the shear of the yom is. You can have an hour which is bigger than 60 minutes. You can have an hour which is less than 60 minutes. It depends. You divide up the day from the beginning of the day till night, you divide it up in 12 chalokim. Hainu shois zmanies, bohu revias ayim ad alayla. That means from the last quarter of the last quarter of the day, one should not be kaveyasud. Umikol makim nirem, the bimais achayret in the winter, bizman shehayomim ktsorim moed, the day is very short, mitzvah That means we're speaking about a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is one should not wash before teisha shoyis. Koyushu mishayu benavshi sheidezeli yitoyev lechel balaylo. If he should figure out by himself that if you wash now, vinishvi, it's a short time before Laila, so he should, it's a mitzvah limnoya, not to wash. He brings down over here a loche, and hold over the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish did not wash after Zman Mincha Gedayla, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. It was Machman himself, he only ate Pesach, he did not wash. That was an hoger from the Chazaynish. Nor to eat the Suda L'Teyome. Steve Gimel, Dorech Anshei Maisel, the minigis of Anshei Maisel, the his anais b'chol Erev Shabbos. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, the his anais. Now what was this Indian of not eating at all? Kidei shu ta'evim lechel balayla, that should have a good appetite before the Suda. Vayi b'bach ha'mogin avroam, v'shari yachroinim sheyiskimu, de'ein le'isanis v'erev Shabbos, kidei shlo yikonis le'Shabbos k'shuhum me'unet. That means, even though the Mechaber says that that it seems that is a mehudadikayif in the first Erev Shabbos, they say that it's not an inyim, because he's going to come into the Shabbos when he's famished, which is also not a covered Shabbos. Im loy shu eistan is kol kach, shim yecho bayim liyucho lecho balayla tayomim, oz minik toivu mein mazik loy atayna. So that if a person, if he eats anything, he won't have an appetite, he eats very little b'chlau. If he eats something erev Shabbos, he won't have an appetite by the Suda Shabbos, and the Tainus will not be mazik him. Such a person, there's an inyan derech and say ma'aseh. Steve Dalet, in kibul olav lehit anais be'erev Shabbos. Now we're going to speak about such a halach. A person was mekabel on himself. There is mekabel nidrei tainus. A person can be mekabel on himself that he's going to fast a day. There's such a thing as a yom tzayim. And he was mekabel on himself, he's going to fast Erev Shabbos. So now the shaila is, how of his kabbalah's tainus, how long is he mechuyev to fast? There's a story to say that by every tainus, we are misane ad halayla, tonight, which is Rabbi Yankelov Mikadin, is 50 minutes after the skiing, as a din layla. So, by normal tanaisim, so normally a person should fast till 50 minutes after the night, after the skiing. But now, if he will have this anhogim, so it comes out he's fasting in Shabbos. So, since Shabbos is right after the Tainus, does that make that the Zman of the Gemara Tainus is before 50 minutes or not? That is what the next seat is going to speak about. So, the Mechaber says as follows, in Kibbol Olam Lishani Sperev Shabbos, no, even though he's fasting in Shabbos, since he's not allowed to mekabel tainus in Shabbos, but this is a tainus of Erev Shabbos, and he was mekabel to fast, so he has to wait till Pesach Kechovim. That was a kabbalah's tainus. So a kabbalah's tainus stomach We didn't specify, so we say this kindness is like all other panasim, and he has to say, don't say sakrichovim. In loisha pirish, bishas kabolas a kindness, unless since we're speaking about a private kindness. So if he specified I'm a kabol kindness, but the kindness should end when they end my list. If he said this Bishas Kabbalah, so then whatever he was Mekabal, that's what's Mutalolo, so then he can eat before. Let us see the Baal de Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich Lisanis, Uchemoy, in Kibbol Tainis Tam, Bishar Yemei Shavua. A person is mekabel a tainis on a Wednesday. The dinei hu atzaisa kechovim tafke. The tainis ends when it's night. The mahani b'meshis follow tefillas arvis koidim that the tzibur or he daven ma'ariv. With lekama b'simin tak samach beisif alef beis. The mekabel a tainis, so that is a yom tzoyim that one is mechuyev tefes. The whole day, till night. Who had the noches? Veinei nechshav le'isa b'meshe nichnas l'shabes k'shu me'une. Now, a person should not think that he's over a nisa because he's still fasting in the Shabbos already. It's 50 minutes after the Shia and he's still fasting. Avol gav de b'yayim a Shabbos kufa osa l'shanes. But there, since he was Mechabal Tainis, so the Mechabal says that he's Mechuyas Tefes, so now he's not allowed to eat. In Shabbos, still it becomes Laila. In Loi Shapirish, unless when he was Mechabal Tainis, he spoke out that, listen, it's, I'm not Mechabal this Tainis till Laila. Va'od Musa, Ataloi Dayan Godu. That means, if he said, I'm a mekabel this kindness till the tzibur finishes ma'ariv, and let's say they daven ma'ariv, miplaga mincha l'ma'ariv is an early minyan, and that was the Kabbalah. So that was the Kabbalah. So the kindness is only mechuyev lishanis, but he was mekabels. V'hein im hisno lishanis ragat acha mincha gedoyla mani tnoi. That means a minik tefes erev Rosh Hashanah. So then normally the minig is that you fast till mincha gedoyla. That is the minig. So, or he made, he was mekabel such a tainis that he's going to fast until mincha gedoyla, mahani tenoi. Now, here in the show, he brings down if a person nageya and Rosh Hashanah, if a person fasts till mincha gedoyla and he davens minchas, if he says aneinu, so others say he can say aneinu, but the Tar says he should not say b'yoyim tzoyim tadisein, it's not called a yoyim tzoyim. He should just say aneinu. He shouldn't say tzoyim, but he should skip over tzoyim tanisenu because that lotion would seem that the whole day is a yom tzoyim. See, it means to me the Yeshua says you're allowed to say it. It's called the tzoyim tanisenu because since he fasted tol chatzois, so the food that he'll eat later will not be too nutritious for him, so it's considered like the whole day is a yom tzoyim. Right. So Al Kaponim, the vow we had one day in Shulchan Aruch, the person was mekabel a tainis on himself. If he did not say anything, so he fasts till Laila. But since this is a tainis that he was mekabel on himself, if he specifies to when he wants to fast, he could regulate the tainis. And if he said, I want to fast till after Ma'ariv, so then that's then they'll fast till after Ma'ariv. He can make the tainis till after Minchas Laila also. V'yesh Oimrim. Now we have a Ramah. The Lo Yashlo, it doesn't have to be Mashal, Afilu, without a Kabbalah. Elo miyad sheyoytzi mi beis haKnesses yoychu. Since it's Erev Shabbos, So that is the understanding. A fellow without being mafarish, the kindness is till after Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv you eat. So they're choylik on the first day. He says as follows. So how should one be noyik? So he says as follows. L'chein, b'tainis yochid, b'evans and tainis yochid, lo yashlim. He's not b'chiv to buy tainis yochid, it's a private tainis that he was mekabel on himself. He's not b'chiv to be mashlim. It would be preferable that before he's mekabel the tainis, he should say, I'm only with mekabel to last the ma'ariv. But if he didn't say it, me'ikera, then he can be mekel by a tainis yochid like the second day. But for the tainis sibo, yashlim, then a tanai doesn't help. And that is the minig by a tiny sibba, and that's what we have by we have a tiny sibba by a sorab betavis. A sorab betavis, we have a tiny sibba that's chal erev Shabbos, and we fast tov laila. That is given by a tiny sibba. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh ayrim d'loy, ayesh ayrim sfirlo, b'ben b'tayni shochid, b'ben b'tayni sibbo, b'ben asor b'tayvi shechal b'erev Shabbos, v'yesh ayrim acholik on the first day, lo yisan erag at sheyeitze mi beis ha-knesses. The oz kwa kiblu Shabbos b'tfile, shemispal when we plug them in sedeilach. They were mekabel Shabbos, so it's not in so specific Shabbos already. Umikri ayyidei ze ha-shlomas adaynes. He was mashal adaynes, mashal misana adach ha-kabol ha-shabbos. Buhu adin berev yomtev adach ha-kabol ha-shyomtev. Uberhoyu, but I think according to this yeshayim, there's no such thing. Gam li yeshayim, umikri ha-shlomas adaynes atzei sakechom. But this Yeshayimrim is holy on the Mahaba, and they hold whatever the Tainus is, if it is Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Shabbos with the Gemar Tfilah, that's the Ashlam of the Tainus. That's Ashitas Yeshayimrim. Umachia HaRemo. So the Remo says, Achor. But the tainis yochin, the haino, shay yochin, those are lots of my tainis. Yeah, at least my halayeshayim, well, you could be saying that it's a private tainis, it's not a tainis, but the lo yashlim. Or me call mochim, that's what the Ramos said, we'll have to look at him, yeah, he says, she polish came, we shall stop all the time, so be preferable, then he eats up according to the Mechaber also. But be preferable, before you mechaber the tainis, say that, you want to be mekabel till after Ma'ariv, and then throughout it. Over the Yevid, ain't very equal. But if he didn't say it, one can be soimach on this day that the tainus ends by after Ma'ariv. Over tainus, sibo, hamirim yizeh, v'tzorich la'ashlam kedin. But the tainus, sibo, ma'afilo, t'nai lo'y ma'ani, not like this second day. The second day holds no chiluk and tainis shochet, the tainis tzibo, that it ends when it becomes Shabbos. In the Ramo was machi, it said like this, by tainis yochid, one can be meiko. Preferably, you should make it night. But a tainis tzibo, you have to be mashlam. But to look tonight like mahani, the love of the day tal yemilsef. V'sibol shegozru al atzmon tainis michodosh bishurei zinyin. If a tzibol was gozru tainis, that does not have a din of tainis. Sibol echemira kol kach hamani tonight. If the tzibol is being gozru tainis, they can make a tonight. A tainis sibol means sorbetainis. That's a tainis sibol, and there you have to wait to dos. So b'tainis yochid, he says, v'yashlam. Now what is the tainis yochid? Mi shekibol al atzmei lisanis be'erev Shabbos. So someone's like, he was neither a tainis this erev Shabbos, echveis it's an eis tzore, Zo was mijn kabbalah tijdens. Oi, shadalke misanis, mechal erem shabbis. Oi, his minigis. Oi, erem roi shoydish, shahal merem shabbis. Hein oisem anoshim shen emrim yom kippur kodl yom heishel lefonot. And the people who don't say yom kippur, there was a meaning that those who said yom kippur kodl, they fasted when they said yom kippur kodl. And a lot of people, they say yom kippur kodl on Thursday, Canadians should fast. Be'el oimrim misan regam ken b'yom hei. Those who say yom kippur kodl b'yom hei, so they fast yom hei. But this person, they had a different meaning. Oy shemes an yoim shemes boy oviv ve'imoy. It's a yoltaik. Now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that hamitzvah l'sana is the yoim shemes boy oviv ve'imoy. So he's talking about that if he had yoltaik erev Shabbos, so we have here the hachro of the Ramon. By a yoltaik, you can be soymach on the shittes, and after Mayreb, you're allowed to eat. Now, Agavuche, he brings down, in Dirshu, he brings down as follows, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oirbach, in the cyclist, said, Sha'af shemitzvah lehisanois b'yoymzeh. It's a mitzvah. Or down in Shulchan Aruch, that is a mitzvah to fast on a yortzeit. Mikol makein bizmaneinu b'gnei chushes adoreis efsher lahotol b'dobo. That means what it seems, the doreis do not have the gvures that the previous doyres had, the difficulties that we have fasting the previous doyres didn't have. So Mamela, since by us it's very difficult to fast, so this mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah lisanis, we can be makel, and you don't have to fast on the Yom Yotzeit. Befrat livnei teure shatainis mateshes koicham milumoid keroi. That means that you have to take everything into consideration. You have to be shoykel. There's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to fast, but there's a bigger inyan to learn teure. So if the price of fasting will mean that you won't be learning, so forget about the tainus and learn this is a bigger mitzvah. And this he brings also from the stipler, that the stipler said, "B'dayreinu, the one is really made not to fast." Well, Kaponim here was speaking about what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says that a tainus yohid, we have here a chro of the Ramah, which is also a tiny circuit. Now, Kosovo Gnadrom, Timisane Bechola Reb Shabbos, the Hislam Pam Rishon, if he was Maslam the first time, so he was mekabel on himself that he's going to fast the whole day till Laila. Pudim b'chola niskolel b'mistome kolzman shalei hisnem b'feirish shein date lahashlem tomit. If the first time he fasted, he was mashlem, and he didn't say, "I'm only doing it this time," I assume that he was mekabel, and he will always be Muslim. I'm reading the Natalini came loyalum. Well, he should not be Muslim, so he'll never be like a tain, like a neder. Well, so he shouldn't have to be mashmul. Betchilas shischol ishan ishem shemes le'ovim v'vimay revishchay deshishar teneisim chal. Bochoil, Ubochoil, Mashlimim, אבל כן, יש פייס מוסול לדקות של אחר כך בלושב, אז גם כן צריך להש למצאי סקרחום, ומסתון דייטו סניקי תמין, אם לא יקשיס לבחשן דת איתן כן לא יבוא. So that means the others say that if the person wants to taste a yahrzeit, and the first yahrzeit was in the middle of the week, so if he won't say anything, they hold his mechuyev and he fasted the whole time. So we say this is a Kabbalah Zula Nerem Shabbos also. So it's preferable that he the first time he fasts, he should say, listen, I'm only fasting the whole time because it's Chayil Shabbos, and that El Shabbos never had such a Kabbalah. ויש חלקם על זה סביבו לו ומסתומה לקימו ללעצמי להשמים אף בערב שבס. אבל כן, so a person who has a minute to fast by a yahrzeit, the first yahrzeit fell out on Wednesday, the second yahrzeit fell out on Shabbos. Well, okay, Misha Mitzrayel, so remember Mahalikis by the second yahrzeit, does he have to be mashlim or not? Since the first yahrzeit he was mashlim and he didn't say anything by the first yahrzeit. So you have a machlekes of the first yahrzeit is a hachroa for the second yahrzeit. Well, Cain, Misha Mitzvah, Yochalismai, Halamatilim, Balekuch Tekev, Achitz Yosem, Beis Eknesses, Av Shehiyem Godus.